So pretty much, I'm a chemical engineer and have been, I guess, following the path to zero carbon for greenhouse gas emissions around the world for quite a long time. And over the years, I could see a lot of things being addressed, but food waste was one that wasn't. And it's something that could be a matter of logistics to solve, but have a very big impact in the short term. So in the next 5 to 10 years, rather than the next 100 years.
And basically, what you do is you collect garbage, a specific kind of garbage from people, right?
Yeah, so we collect anything that was once alive, so food waste and food scraps that are unavoidable, essentially. So all your carrot peelings, potato peelings, meal leftovers, compostable cups and plates, a lot of things that people don't think can be composted, like meat and eggshells and citrus and onions and things like that. We take all of those kinds of things.
You're mostly talking about things that are edible and biodegradable, actually.
Yes, exactly, yes. So all the unavoidable food waste, yeah.
And Kali, tell us, how did you come upon the name Kuda? Because Kuda is the Hindi word for waste.
Yeah, well, it's actually, that's not how I came up with it. Although it's a really nice coincidence, when I started Googling, I found it was like, oh, that's nice. But it's actually where we are in Perth. The Noongar people are the first peoples of the land where we are. And Kuta is the gathering basket they use to collect things up. So we see what we're doing as being super essential for the land, to collect up all of this food waste and put it back into the ground. And they have such a connection with the ground and the land that I wanted to honour and respect that. I guess that's what we're standing on. Yeah, so by naming Kuta, I was kind of saying we want to respect their ownership of it and keep doing the right thing by the land that we're building our society on.
Yeah, so Kuda means basket in that language, is it?
Yes, yeah.
Wow, that's some coincidence, I must say.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, now, Kali, tell us what's the kind of response you've got to this project? I mean, what has been the response like?
Essentially, I feel overwhelmed by the response all the time. Most people are just super excited to have another solution apart from just needing to deal with it themselves in their own worm farm or compost. So providing a really quick and easy way of, I guess, assuaging the guilt that people feel about their environmental impact has meant that just people are so excited by what we're doing. And yeah, everyone wants to get involved. So I have offers of people wanting to help out in just about every way possible. Which is really cool.
One thing I wanted to ask you is that the general impression is, or people might have this impression, that biodegradable waste is actually not harmful for the environment, and maybe they haven't given it that much thought. Like, we do think about our plastic usage and stuff like that. So tell us a bit more about that why it's important to ensure that this garbage is also collected properly or recycled
Yeah,
properly.
absolutely. So food waste, we tend to think that if we throw an apple core into the garden that it's going to break down in a really nice way. But what can happen is if you put that apple core into a plastic bag or into a container where it can't get enough oxygen, then it's going to break down in a very different way than it would in a healthy composting situation. And what we see is that once you do put it inside a plastic bag, inside a whole bunch of other things with plastic bags, and then into a landfill which is capped, it doesn't get enough oxygen to break down, and it creates methane, which is 25 times worse than carbon dioxide. So something that we expect might break down nicely is breaking down a totally different way in landfill, and it's causing a very significant environmental impact.
And then what do you do once you collect this garbage?
Yep, so we actually pasteurize it. So we look at ourselves as being something that we want to safeguard public health. So we pasteurize the waste. We then feed it to worms and create a soil conditioner that can be used to grow plants and to go out to farmers, as well as back to the people that we collect it from.
And I do want to ask you this, that in our normal day-to-day living, are there any suggestions you might want to give, how we can manage our waste, in a better fashion, especially this kind of waste that you're referring to?
Sure. So I think the easiest thing is just to be careful about what you buy to start with. So don't buy more food than you can possibly eat or that you've planned to cook. So if you manage the amount that you're purchasing, then you'll save yourself money and you'll also save on the amount that you can avoid throwing away. But then even with the food waste that you do have, like, there's heaps of creative things that you can do, like making stocks and broths and things that you can use, I guess, some less conventional ways of cooking up some of those things. So I think looking at being conscious about what you're purchasing and how you're using it is the best way to save yourself money and also to avoid this kind of waste.
And are you planning to start this in other cities as well? Because currently you're based in Perth, so are you planning to expand?
Yes, we are. So we are going into the second phase of, I guess, research and develop at the moment. We want to show that we can process really large volumes of waste in the city and in a really efficient way without going to the point of having trucks carting really large volumes out to the countryside. So we're going into that stage this year, and I'm hoping that once we've got this kind of unit worm house that we're calling it down pat, that we can then just expand it across Australia. Look, I think so many solutions to environment stuff come down to making us feel guilty, and it's really exciting to be part of something that's actually taking away and making it easy and efficient and clean for people to do something good about the environment, so that they can, like, do the right thing as a whole society, but without needing to kind of wear hemp and turn their lifestyle upside down. And that's what really excites me about this. It's something that can be accessible to everyone across society.
Carly, thank you so much for taking our time and speaking with us.
No worries. Thanks very much.